Greetings, X-Ville. This is Troy from Sundance Books and Music, and I got some great new tunes to talk to you about. First up, Lana Del Rey got a new album, debuted at number one on Billboard's Hot 200. The new album is called Lust for Life, and there's a couple of different things than your typical Lana Del Rey album. The first is, on the cover, she's smiling. Typically on her album cover, she looks kind of doomy and gloomy, which fits her kind of L.A. noir image. But the second is that she is, in keeping with this photo, kind of lightened up a little bit. Not that it's a tiptoe through the tulips, because with song titles like Heroin and Beautiful People, Beautiful Problems, you know, it's not all candy canes and balloons. So there is kind of a contrast between some of the lighter fare and then some of the more darker material on here. And she's got some notable folks helping her out on here. People like Stevie Nicks, Sean Ono Lennon, and The Weeknd, among others, helping Lana Del Rey out on her latest called Lust for Life. Also new at Sundance, new music from the Arcade Fire. Fifth album from these guys called Everything Now. And we got kind of some really cool indie-only store copies of this, both on CD and LP, that have different album covers. And you're going to see it places like Walmart and all the other box stores. And man, this is a very topical record in keeping with the kind of grim times that we're living in. New music from Arcade Fire with the spiffy new package called Everything Now. And on a similar plane, it's new music from former Pink Floyd mastermind Roger Waters with an album called Is This the Life We Really Want? If you're familiar with the grist from Waters' songwriting mill, this is going to come as no surprise that it's very anti the current administration. So if you're a Trump supporter, you may want to stay away from this one. However, sonically, sounds very much in the mold of Pink Floyd classics like Wish You Were Here and Animals, with lots of sumptuous keyboard textures and sound effects galore. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan, and this is a massive return to form for Roger Waters with his first rock album since the mid-90s. We also have the latest collaboration from Carlos Santana and the Isley Brothers with a record called Power of Peace. And what they have done is chosen a whole bunch of really cool and diverse cover songs, stuff like People Get Ready, God Bless the Child, Gypsy Woman, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, channeling Marvin Gaye, Billie Holiday, and all kind Bob Marley cover on here. And all the songs are kind of thematically linked along with what the title of the album is, Power of Peace. So you get Carlos blazing away on the guitar, Ernie Isley, who's no slouch himself on the sixth string, and then Ronald Isley, the kind of leader of the Isley Brothers, on vocals, and then rounded out by Mrs. Santana, Cindy Blackman Santana, on drums. A really cool conceptual work here from those guys called Power of Peace. And don't you know, we could all use some of that. For all this great music and so much more, why don't you come on down and visit our store? We're located right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in.